We're holding here a Mudyud Beis. So he's in the middle of describing that in Daniel's Cholom, in Nebuchadnezzar's Cholom, he saw the Dalet Malchus together as one Tzuras Adam, and different layers of Tzuras Adam, and each one is a chelek that he describes, a different chelek of Adam, and together they add up to one Tzuras Adam. He's going to describe now how it is, the order of the Malchus, as they came about, which one is what. Kach yesh lefarish, he says. Ki bevadei mashur odalot malchus b'tzolom odom, ke'ilu dal malchus im kemo dalot koich ha'shem b'odom. Echad koach gufni, asheni koach nafshi, v'koach ze, af ki u gam kein hu ki guf shul odom, eina mutbar koach b'gufo kmo shakoach shofnei ze. So even though this koach that he calls nafshi, which means the emotional spur, the emotional drives of a person, that's still linked with the body, but everyone understands it's a drop less physical than the body is. Agimos the sichli shunivdal legamri min aguf. K'moshe ha'sechel shunivdal. Sichli is much further removed from the guf, and so on. Va'af ki nira baro ki koach ha'sichel bodem u'elyim b'mayla. Now he's going to organize the malchias in the following order. The first one is going to be nafshi, then gufni, then sichli, and so on. What's the order? So he says, even though the koch sichli of a person is his most chashav maila, still mikol makom eino kol kach b'mem sholav koach. But the seichel of the person is not the most powerful. It doesn't really rule a person. In other words, if we ask ourselves what determines a person's actions, seichel is not going to be, it ought to be seichel maybe, but it's not going to be the first one. So even though the seichel is a chashuv, but it's not the memshala. So if we want to go in a progression that is reasonable in terms of the person's hanhaga, the first one's going to be nafshi. The first thing that drives a person is ambition, greed, anger, arrogance, etc., etc. Ki hakoach hanafshi hu koach pol b'yosa. The koach hanafshi is the most powerful force of the person. Kashi yadua. Ulemata menu. Next, koach hagufni, shene pol kol kach. The physical drives of a person, they're secondary. They're the next, they next most influence a person's actions. And finally, koach hasichli is kind of last. The koach hasichli af kivare yoyis b'mayil, even though it's more chashiv, so if I was to tell you which one is most closely linked to Memshola, the answer would be the first koach. It's the same way in politics, you usually influence people, start movements, not with seichel as much as with nafshias, with slogans, with passions, with all sorts of rousing up people and so on. Lefikach. So the first malchus is going to be nafshi. Ki malchus rishon lo achshivas ansol v'yosa. That's going to be the most malchus of all the malchuses. In a certain sense, in terms of, if we say ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is malchus, once we start going with alternatives, the first shilton is going to be a shilton that sort of personifies this koch nafshi. K'mo shomer lov Daniel ant malko melech malchaya. Like Daniel told him, you're a great king. V'cheinom agam ke Daniel b'mara sheni antu rosh didahav. You are the head of gold. L'kachoma v'gapin dineshala that had kanfei nesha. Hu ha'nesha shupareach pagovek v'shaspaya v'zehu k'neged chelek ha'nafshi shebodav v'koch meishel. So the first part is keneged the koach hanafshi. Nebuchadnezzar was keneged arrogance and so on, and that is koach nafshi of Adam. Avodah Zarah was a big issue in Bavel, and that also comes not from it's a koach gufni, so not from koach sichli, but it finds its place in koach nafshi. The second one, emalchus hasheni malchus madai. So if the malchus transfers from koach nafshi, it's koach gufni next. V'koach gufni ba'adam koach pachas min harishin. V'chol inyan koach haguf hazeh shul oilam chase. The koach of the guf is the drives of the body are a perception of lack, need, appetite. In other words, the koach of, if we were to sort of try to picture it, the koach of nafshi is when a person is very turned on, when a person is angry, when a person is driven, when a person is ambitious, it's as if he has too much and it's overflowing. It's going someplace. The physical chelek, the gufni, its dugma is always missing. You're craving, if you see something good to eat, you're craving that. Taiva is a craving for something, whereas what he calls nafshi is a drive to push out and to move out. The kol yikach haguf is la'olam chase, v'mekabel tomit. It's always sucking up. The metzias of the koch of taiva is a constant need to absorb. U'keneged zeh malchus shniyah. I once heard, and it's a very, very emes. People today talk about gaiva, and we make a big mistake about it. A person who wants to sit and listen to wonderful speeches about him, how great he is, how fantastic he is, and so on, that's not gaiva. That's covered, and it's more like the need to absorb the divish dosimva volume of the people about him. Koach gaiva is, I don't need recognition, but I'm so convinced that I'm right that I want to push my agenda on everybody. Gaiva is a powerful force, and there's a certain nekud of strength to it. What I am is emes, and I know the emes, and I'm going to shove it down people's throat, even at great cost to me. Kavod is a feminine type of thing. I want to sit back and listen to wonderful speeches about myself, and so on. It's a very different type of koach. Modai was koach gufni, and therefore was always chaser. Well, the kacham Daniel Malchus varu chiyua achrei. This is page Gimel. I don't know where you have it. Tinyana damila doiv. It's a second koach like a beer. A bear is always in Chazal. It says by Yosef HaTzadik, Chayecho migarani alechas ha-dov. Dov is a sign, it's very physical. It's a sign of physical lusts and drive. It goes on the pasuk. It says, here there was an animal, and here was, behold, there was an animal, a second animal like a bear. Turn it up, Yosef, elu parsiyim. Sha'ochle v'sholsim kedov. They have great appetites, Mr. Bolam kedov, they weigh like a dove, or Megadlan Ser kedov. Sar is always in the place of Taiva, you have Cyrus, both what's called Zokin Elyon in Chazal, the around the Taiva Zachila, and Zokin Tachtan around Taiva Zavarayas. The Eila Menucha kedov, and they're always restless. So the Paras was a very, very hedonistic type of society. I mean, witnessed by the fact that they had a 100-day party. It's quite a bit of partying to do. I mean, the Megillah starts off with a half a year worth of partying. Pirish, shemivakshin tamid levloa. They're always looking to absorb. Kach imidosam. O kach sivei tzomachos ev Megillah sester. Vayosem al chashveres masal oretz v'iei hayam. In other words, he needed to take, to absorb. O mava kosev ze loima. Mashom shesom melech masos. What is it? The whole Megillah sester ends with the pasuk Achashverus put taxes, enacted taxes. I mean, what's the today there was a message is if you start with 100-day party, you end up taxing everybody. That would be like the modern day version of it. But what's the that's kilu the gemar, that's the chsima. So he says umachas mash rakshabol loimash shekol ze koyach Achashverus yechosu machton altam roisha. In other words, Achashverus starts off by saying I'm the wealthiest, most fabulous ruler. And it's still not enough. He still, it ends up with the need to get more and more stuff. The Malchus Shniyah is a boundless appetite. V'kach amar Daniel Zechariah. This is how Daniel describes Zechariah. V'chein amrin lo, it tells her, kumi achli basa sagi. Go and eat a lot of meat. He made everybody paupers. Yes. He realized that with money, and in this case, money is greed, not in the sense of ambition, but rather greed, just physical greed. More money is more food, is more forage, more whatever. So he speaks about this, I don't want to go into it, this he speaks about it over there. Now we'll get, I guess, to the main point, which is Yovan. It was like a leopard. Malchus Yovan had Chochma and it had understanding. Ki kol inyan Malchus Zeh she mivakshan Chochma, she mivua mina Yovanim, she izboya. Ulekacho yinoisin daitam la Torah vatam is Yisrael. Kelo yiroitzim she tia Chochma, bifrat she yoysa Chochma, vi yoysa yinra Chochma she yolahem, she atoira, she Chochma la koil. Let's talk about this because this is a big point here and this is basically the point that he's driving for. When we speak about Chochma, and the understanding, and Malchus Yovan versus Malchus Yisrael, so let's try to understand a little bit the Nakuda here. There's an element of Chochma that I evaluate things, I investigate things, I weigh things, I measure things, and so on and so forth. That's international. There's no difference between that and anything else. I describe common phenomena. I discover which medication works for what. None of that falls under this category of chokhmah as being extraordinary and unique and so on and so forth. What we're talking here is about a much deeper inyan. For instance, a person's das has an innate tfisa as of das ha'adam that has a certain way of looking things that a person's das is built in. For instance, if I were to tell you that the reason why the sun moves across the sky is because there's 1,000 elves, winged elves, that push it across the sky every day. We've photographed the sun and no elves, they're invisible elves. It's hard to disprove it, hard to devise experiments that will discern those elves pushing it, and more than anything else, we'll say it's garbage. Because Seichel understands that that's stupid. There's something about Seichel. So the primitive Umos did not at all use Seichel. They understood the world as being supernatural, and b'meila nothing was Seichel. There wasn't a point of Teva because there weren't, Seicheldika things were not understood as being realities. So b'meila, that's how they believed. Yovan came in, swept it all into the garbage can, and said, no, there are different forces in the world, forces interact, it creates, the way they understood it. But the point of it was that Seichel and Das Adam is the real emes and the tfis in the world. That is Das Adam, not Seichel. The same thing is true, more important. So when you're dealing with natural phenomena, okay. More important than that is that when it comes to ethics, to morals, to right and wrong, Das and Seichel Adam is is really it. So wearing a jacket with 32 strings sticking out, Seichel says, doesn't make you a better person. Doesn't really. Psychologists can try to work out something, but it's not. No. That's Das Adam. Das Adam is, that's not. Helping poor people is going to make you a better person if you define it that way. Doing courageous acts and so on, but it's not miskabel ala das. So the sense of Das Adam being the emes and the essence of the world is the Shulchan of Yavin. I'm always astounded. I understand why, as a religious person, I spend money, time, effort, energy to convince people of the emes of Torah. It makes sense. It's a consistent. It's consistent that I believe in this, and therefore I'm doing this, and so on and so forth. I'm astounded that when I read secular material, how much religious energy and passion and fury is expounded to have everybody believe in evolution. You can't, they want to make a law like you can't be able to teach in a public school, and they say, I'm a Emunah Shleimah, that there is no Emunah Shleimah, and that the world is evolved, and so forth. What do you care? I mean, so what? I mean, what's it to you that the other person is primitive and stupid? I can understand, you don't want the person to believe that killing is right and so on and so forth, but evolution, the battle, the need to put out books, why? I mean, I always imagine if I were fry, I wouldn't spend a penny to make anybody else fry. I want the beach for myself, and you don't go to beach, great, why would I be so terribly concerned that you also become fry Milchamas Hashem, people are spending their time, their effort, their energy, money because he cares about me so much. Try asking for $100 for a donation. The same person who's going to spend $10,000 writing a book that proving evolution is absolute and for your good, try for your good to ask for a $100 donation. See how far you get. So what's the pshat? The teretz is that malchus. In other words, it is an ideological battle. It's a shulton. I want seichnas unvishul. As Torah, what I'm substituting for Das Adam is that, yes, but seichel Torah says that wearing tzitzis makes you a better person. Wearing tefillin makes you a better person. Killing a molech makes you a better person. It's not Das Adam. I'm subjugating my Das and saying Das Adam stops short and it doesn't have the shulton. So for someone that sees himself as the shulton of Das Adam, it's a war against everything else. It's mitzad the teichen shebay. That was Yavan, the seichel of Yavan was seichel Adam. Anything which a person does not understand to be right is not right. You know, if it is the common axiomatic understanding of tons of people, A or B or C, then that's right. And that determines whether it's right or not. So for instance, is this type of marriage a good thing or a bad thing? When most people felt it was bad, it was bad. When people today say, what's wrong with it? Everybody says, what's wrong with it? Then it's good. And I can't pull one over you. I can't say, okay, Das Adam stops short of Emes, and there's Das Torah, which is of a different nature. So for the person that really cares, it is a battleground. If he's right that Das Adam stops at a point, and my shulton is gone. It's for a person who's a little more sensitive. We're not talking about a malchus of arrogance like Nebuchadnezzar. That just is gaiva for sake of gaiva. We're not talking about malchus of paras that just wants to imbibe and absorb and revel. We're talking about a person that realizes his self as seichel. I'm sure everybody read 1984. I mean, it's funny now because my day 1984 was like, many years away. Today, 1984 sounds like an anachronism. But and there's a place there which it's about a totalitarian regime, and there's a sentence there where the person writes in his diary that freedom is the freedom to say that 2 and 2 is 4. And you know, it's a darga that a person is most nefesh for it, because somebody else would say, well, 2 and 2 can be whatever you want, just get me a 6-pack. You know, it doesn't interest me. I'm not going to, as long as it is a darga. Yevon was a real contender because there is something there, but for Yevon, it's a shter. When someone comes along who's a real contender, when you have a primitive Babylonian saying, yeah, it's elves pushing the sun across the sky, they don't have a problem with that. That's fine, but when someone comes along and says, yeah, there are laws of physics. But no matter how far you'll go, there's no explanation as who enacted those laws and who enforces those laws. No matter how far you'll go, you're wrong. That becomes a terrible, that's a blow at the atzmius of what the person saw himself. The shulton of Yom was a shulton of Seichel Adam, and when Seichel and when Klai Yisrael tried to override that with Seichel of Torah and that, it was a real battle. Okay, we'll hold it here. Yeah.
Doesn't the desire to extend that shulton, isn't that essentially gaiva? Okay, so someone's attacking my shulton, so why
yes and yeah. Listen, with all these things, there's a haravis. But this is, but the dominant feature is this nekuda.
Whereas by Nebuchadnezzar,
it's just pure guy of desire. I want to have my way, you know, like a child. I said this, I want this. I want it because I want it. Because I want it.
Not because he believes that it's the end.
Yes.
Necessarily. Okay.